My name is Sarah Lorenzim. I'm the resident director of the Neutra VDL House, and I'm also a practicing architect and an assistant professor at Cal Poly Pomona. The Neutra VDL House has two parts to it. There's the front house, which is fairly formal. In this house where we live in the back garden house, which was built in 1939. It is actually a much more comfortable house, and it is a much more relaxed environment. The front house, which is incredibly beautiful and poetic, while it has more spatial complexity, has some difficulties in that its beauty in some ways goes above its comfort. And in this house, which was built very early in his career, I think he really understood at this point, having lived in California for more than 10 years, and having lived with R.M. Schindler at the King's Roadhouse, he understood how a great California house really moves seamlessly between inside and outside. The house opens up to the exterior in many different ways through the use of glass, through these large sliding doors which open up the house to the outside. So it is the perfect house for the California climate. In the Neutra VDL House, there are several interesting conservation issues which have to do primarily with this connection to the outside, being able to open doors, to have cross ventilation to cool the house, and then also to pay attention to orientation. The house faces east-west and minimizes any southern exposure. It has these very deep overhangs which protect the western and eastern glazing in order to prevent passive heat gain. And surprisingly, even in the hottest days of the summer, we have never had to use air conditioning in this house. And it does have air conditioning, but in the 1 year we've been here, we've actually never turned it on. The materials used are fairly common commercial products for the most part. So there's things that we would recognize in offices, linoleum flooring, acoustical tiles, fluorescent light fixtures, things that you would find in your local Home Depot. So in some ways that benefits us in terms of conservation issues because they're very easy to replace these materials. On the other hand, many of these very common materials were used in innovative ways. We have interior materials being used on the exterior of the building. They're also materials that don't tend to age very well, so the house requires a lot of maintenance. It doesn't take patina very well. So while it is easy for us to replace many of these materials, it also requires continuous upkeep in order for it to really look good. Richard Neutra had a great drawing hand. One of the things that we look at in his architecture is not only the built product, but the way that he conceived of his buildings and represented his buildings through drawing. The drawings show mature landscapes, trees, as if the house had been there for 40 years, not how it would look as it was first built. He was also very interested in showing the differences of a house that would be in a hillside lot or a house that would be in the desert. And those differences, those environmental differences, are actually represented in the drawings. So like in his architecture, his connection to nature is part of the way that his buildings are represented in these drawings. So I think that we get a very good idea of what his principal concerns were through the way that these buildings were represented.